Hebrews is the book of the superiority of Christ. It has been called one of the greatest of two theological treatises in the New Testament. It's also been called a profound work. Let's look at the book of Hebrews, which isn't as familiar to most Christians as are some of Paul's epistles. Let's begin with the author. The author does not identify himself. Only in the last chapter does he even refer to himself. But apparently, for some references that are made, the people who originally received this book knew who the author was. The two leading candidates for authorship are Paul and Barnabas. The arguments for Paul are, number one, he was an educated Jew capable of penning such a book. Number two, there is a similarity of thought between Hebrews and Paul's epistles. Number three, the author had been in bonds, and he wrote from Italy and was closely associated with Timothy. Number four, since about 190 AD, there is a tradition that Paul wrote Hebrews. The arguments for Barnabas are, number one, he was a Levite capable of authoring such a volume. Number two, he was familiar with the teachings of Paul. Number three, he knew Timothy. Number four, this is called, in chapter 13, verse 22, a word of exhortation. And that exact title is given to Barnabas in Acts 4, 36. Number five, the earliest tradition favors Barnabas. So who wrote the book, Paul or Barnabas? It is more likely that Barnabas was the author. All the arguments in favor of Paul also fit Barnabas. Furthermore, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 3:17 that he signed all of his letters, but the book of Hebrews is anonymous. But if you study Barnabas, you are aware that he is the kind of fellow that would not have signed his work. He was the son of exhortation, and this is an exhortation. So in my opinion, the evidence leans slightly toward Barnabas. I personally think Barnabas wrote the book. But in the final analysis, we should remember what Origen said. He was an ancient author. He said, and I quote, "Who it was that really wrote the epistle, God only knows." End of quote. Who were the recipients of this book? Hebrews was composed before 70 AD. Had the temple in Jerusalem been destroyed, the author would have used that as an argument for the cessation of the sacrificial system. Instead, he seems to regard the system as still in operation. The other significant factor in the determination of the date is the mention of Timothy. Timothy was in prison and had been released, according to Hebrews 13:23. He was planning to come see the author, and the two of them would see the readers, implying that the author was not in prison at the time. Nothing is known about Timothy's imprisonment. If Paul is not the author, this suggests that Paul was dead. Otherwise, Timothy would have been expected to join him. Hebrews was written, then, between the death of Paul and the destruction of Jerusalem. If that's the case, then a date that is probably accurate is either 68 or 69 AD. Now let's look at the recipients in particular. The recipients were Jewish Christians. The author's polemic against the permanence of the Levitical system is best explained if the audience was Jewish and if the audience is inclined to be swayed back to Judaism. Many who come to this book think that it is written to some who were not real believers. But there is no doubt that the recipients were believers. That is evident from the fact that the author repeatedly uses the word "we" in talking about himself and them. He uses the expression "holy brethren" For example, in chapter 3, verse 1. On top of all of that, he clearly says that they had been believers long enough that they ought to be teachers. Hebrews 5:12. That they had successfully endured persecution. Hebrews 10:32-34. That they had financially assisted other Christians. Hebrews 6:10. Nevertheless, they were dull of hearing and were in danger of drifting away from the Lord. So the recipients of this book were clearly Christians, Jewish Christians, but genuine Christians. What is the subject of this book? Many have suggested that the subject of Hebrews is the superiority of Christ. The word better occurs 13 times in the book. What is the structure? How does the author take the subject of the superiority of Christ and develop it in this book? The literary structure of Hebrews has been called distinctive. It is generally classified as an epistle, but it lacks a salutation, beginning more like an essay than an epistle. It ends like a letter, though. The content suggests that it is a homily cast in an epistolary form. Be all that as it may, I would suggest an outline that goes something like this. In the first four verses, there is a prologue. Then the author begins to develop his argument that Christ is superior. He argues that Christ is superior to angels in 1:5-2:18. He argues that Christ is superior to Moses in 3:1-4:13. He argues that Christ is superior to Aaron in 4:14-7:28. He then points out that Christ has a better ministry, 8:1-10:39. Therefore, we are to live by faith, which is the rest of the epistle up to 13:18-25, which is the personal greeting and benediction. So the subject of this book is the superiority of Christ. And the body of the book argues that Christ is superior to angels, to Moses, to Aaron, that he has a better ministry than the Old Testament priest, and therefore we should live by faith. What is the purpose of this book? There are several. The first purpose of Hebrews is to check their drift away from Christ back to Judaism. Christ is shown to be superior to prevent them from drifting back to Judaism. The second purpose of Hebrews is to challenge them to steadfastness and maturity. They are to be steadfast and mature so that they will be rewarded. To sum it all up, Barnabas wrote to Jewish Christians arguing that since Christ is superior to Judaism, they should not go back to Judaism, but should by faith endure so that they can be rewarded when they stand before the Lord. The practical spiritual truth for all of us from this book is short and simple, but powerful. Believers who endure will be rewarded. Remember, Hebrews is the book of the superiority of Christ.